Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis. This is episode 197, season 8. Today's date is February 7th, 2023, and welcome to the show. On today's show, I'm going to talk about Jack Taylor. This is my tribute to him. He passed away over the weekend. He was 94 years old. He worked on WGN-TV, Channel 9, Chicago for many years, and was also on the radio. He also worked at other radio stations as well. So I'll talk about his biography and my memories of watching him. Also, I will talk about snippets. Those were one-minute instructional shorts that were aired on TV, mostly on WFLD TV channel 32, and they were aired mostly in the 1970s, and I'll talk a little bit about those as well. Those were fun to watch, but right now the program will go into a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by O'Grady's potato chips. When I saw this on Twitter, and I completely forgot about them, and that'd be a cool commercial to have it in the program. So here's a commercial from 1984. This is the year they were introduced. So sit back and enjoy and listen to O'Grady's potato chips. Thank you.
Fresh potatoes, but they're not potato chips until you slice them. You can slice them thin, or you can slice them thick. New O'Grady's potato chips are sliced thick because thicker means more potato taste in each chip, with a deeper cut for a serious crunch. Look, if you want the real taste of more potato, you want a thicker potato chip. O'Grady's brand, the more potato, potato chip.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for O'Grady's potato chips. I remember this product very well. It was on the market very brief, only for a few years in the 1980s. I did sample it at that time. It was manufactured by the Frito-Lay company. And they were like the double crunch, it was like Ruffles. So it was extra thick and crunchy. That's what it said on the regular one. And the slogan was the more potato, potato chip. Also came in the other flavors, the Works. So they had other, I don't know what the Works were. I don't think I had that. And also a gratin, which is cheese. Oh, that sounds good. I don't remember. I don't think I had a cheese. And then it disappeared around 1989, 1990. Never heard from them again. It went bye-bye. So, if you love potato chips as much as I do, I try to stay away because of the salt, you know, because high blood pressure. You know, the chips I eat now is Vitner's, you know, Chicago made, but now I read somewhere they are manufactured elsewhere, which is terrible, and they're salt-free. They still taste good. you know, and no cholesterol, so they're good. They really are. So I try to avoid as much as I can when it's salty, because I like salty snacks, like pretzels, Cheetos, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I was going to talk about Jack Taylor, the anchorman for WGN-TV Channel 9 in Chicago. Also, snippets, those instructional one-minute shorts that aired on WFLD-TV Channel 32 in Chicago. So before I get started, mention one thing. Someone emailed me the other day and asked me, I love listening to your podcast. And in episode 200 is coming up. Do you have something big planned for 200? And I said, oh, I haven't thought of it yet. I don't know. I might do somebody or something about it. Something very, that is true blue Chicago. Something like that. It could be a department store, a TV personality, or an event. I don't know yet. I have about two more episodes before I reach that milestone at 200. We will see. So give it some thought. That'd be kind of cool. And we'll see about that. I've done the 50th. I think the 50th episode I did was Creature Features. I don't know about the 100. I don't remember. I've done so, you know, I've reached 197. And I don't remember most of the episodes I've recorded. I have to go down the list to see. So I'll let you know on the next episode what the 100th episode was. Okay. And let's see what else. As for my health, everything's still the same. I'm still a little tired for the new drug Xtandi, you know, that's for the that spot on my rib. Most of it, the fatigue is gone. I'm a little bit like that, but sometimes I'm sweating a little bit. I have hot flashes. I had one big one this morning when I woke up. I was like, ooh, looked like I was running like that, but I'm okay, you know. So it just comes and goes. Hopefully it'll be gone. But I've only been on this medication now for about a month and a half. So I'll go see the urologist in April 18th, see how I'm doing, take a blood test beforehand, see if the PSA goes down. I will see my regular doctor in March, do some blood work. Oh, I hope it goes down. Please let it go down. I'm praying and praying and praying and praying. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about snippets first, and then I will talk about Jack Taylor. Now, snippets, as I said, they were one-minute long short films. They were for children. They were produced by the Kaiser Broadcasting Company, and that was affiliated with Channel 32, and there were other stations in the country, I think Detroit or Boston, like that. I think Detroit is 50. Yeah, I think it was Channel 50, and that was Channel 44. I think that's Boston. I'm not sure. And they were syndicated across the country. And they were introduced in 1972. And they were shown during the afternoon, like the afternoon lineup of the kids program on that channel. Like, for example, there was Speed Racer, Magilla Gorilla, what else? Sitcoms. Let me try to think on the top of my head. There was Batman. They had the Batman Hour. There was the Monkees, Partridge Family. Oh, the Brady Bunch. They had the Brady Bunch Hour. I remember that. Yeah. And that lasted about 10 years, about from 72 to 1982. And during the first year that was on the air, the theme song for snippets was the band called Hot Butter, and they were instrumental band, and they used their Moog synthesizer, one of the earliest of those, and the song was Popcorn. So when you I think a lot of people during the 70s remember that song. It hit them the Billboard charts very high. It went like that. And then they showed like the promo card, like the card showing snippets and plaid leathers, and a lot of, if you go on the internet and do a Google search, you would see that. And a lot of kids would say snippets like that. And then it was later changed to Five Green Worms. They were saying in unison, snippets. That came later on. There were about 100 snippets produced between like that. So it ran for 10 years, but actually the new ones, the original ones, ran for about 6 years, and then they were shown on other TV stations. So I don't know if Channel 9 show on WGN. I don't think so. Not that I know of. So I'm going to mention the most memorable, the most shown. So I have a list here, so I'll go really quickly, and I'll tell you. And I'll save the best for last, okay? So here we go. There was one called Buzzsaw, and it teaches kids how to create a buzzsaw-like toy using string and some light wood. Also, Now, that was called. It's a kid... It shows a kid doing his homework, and he's distracted. And then the viewer asked, "Did you do your homework? Did you do your homework yet?" I remember that one. He was distracted by a glass of milk, a ball, the telephone, the television, the radio, anything like that. Next up, they were three separate skits teaching the metric system. And I remember that, you know, I learned that in grade school. I hate to admit it, but I forgot all about it. Also, there was Smile Gangs. It was a clip about some inner city neighborhood showing a bunch of kids, and got together with a bunch of kids, and they had like a standoff briefly, and then they just made, then they smiled to one another, and then became friends. That's nice. Another one was called Girls Can't Play Basketball. Three boys were shooting hoops, and then joined by a girl, and one boy didn't want him to play. And, he didn't give her a chance, but he gave in, and then he allowed her to play. That's fine. Also, there was like an animated, like a claymation person or thing. It was a green man, kind of mean looking. And it's called Bad For You. And he was sitting there eating candy, cakes, chips, all kinds of junk food. It was not good for you. And he got fatter and fatter. And then he melted away, but he was still in denial because he said these were good for me. It's not true. And the other one was called Good For You Foods. I'm sorry, Good For You Foods. It's another skit showing eating the proper foods like meat, fish, fruits, veggies, and. Others showed like the bad ones, like soda pop, candy, snack, potato chips, probably snack cakes, all that. And the voice ends, next time you eat to win. Oh, so it's kind of nice like that. Let's see. Also, there was the new kid in the neighborhood. That's about this Asian kid. He felt a little nervous. He saw some kids playing ball, but he wanted to join them. And so one kid felt sorry for him and asked him to play. And then he became friends. It's kind of nice. I know that feeling. It's happened to me many times when I was young. Also, there was Take Turns and Share. That's with a slide. Also, Skateboard Safety Rules. George Washington Carver, that's about that man. Also, Make Friends, Don't Fight. And also, A Smile to Brighten Someone's Day. Also, Nobody Told Me to Wash My Hands. And Acorn Whistle. Also, Homework First. Books Make Good Friends Too. And then it was The Fireman. I remember this one. I like that. Also, there was School Principal. Also, Mom Says Brush Your Teeth. And What Will I Be When I Grow Up? And many, many, many more. You know, so if you'd like to watch them, please do. They're on YouTube. You know, just type in the search engine for snippets. And I saved the last book last. And it's called Come Back Here. And this one was the most memorable one of them all, which is a coffee can. And I'm going to play it so you can listen in. And this is courtesy of the Museum of Classic Chicago Television, fuzzymemories.tv by Kirk Klein. Thank you very much. And this is from 1981. So here is the snippets, short Come Back Here. So sit back and enjoy. Thank you, everyone.
If you can roll a can away, can you make it come back? Come back here. You can if it's a comeback here, and you can make one of your own. Get a large coffee can with both ends cut out and two of these plastic lids. You'll probably want to paint them as we did. You'll also need a large rubber band, some heavy washers or a lead weight, some string, and 2 1-inch squares of heavy cardboard. First, tie the weight to one side of the rubber band. Next, make a 1-inch cut exactly through the center of each plastic lid. Now, slip one end of the rubber band through the cut in one lid and secure it with one of the cardboard squares. Do the same with the other lid. Push one lid into the can and put the other lid on it. Then reach through and pull the first lid out and put it on the other end of the can. Make sure the weight is in the middle of the can as shown here. And with that, you've just made your own Come Back Here.
Snippets are produced by Field Communications.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the that short from Snippets, Come Back Here, you know, with the can. I tried doing it, but failed. I'm not very artsy crafty person. You know, I do my best, you know. When it comes to art class, I can't even, you know, I remember a line from the Lucy show where Lucille Ball said, you know, her character, Lucy Carmichael, said, I can't even draw a straight line. And then Vivian Vance, her character, Viv, said, I can't even draw a crooked line. That was me. So snippets are still memorable to this day. When I posted the photo on Vanish Chicagoland Facebook page, a lot of people remembered it. And a lot of people forgotten about it. But we don't have... I don't think we have instructional video shorts like that anymore. There were others like that. And I remember two that aired on Channel 32 as well. The one was called The Most Important Person in the Whole Wide World. I don't know if people remember that. I'll do a podcast episode of that. And also, well, of course, Could Be in the Kingdom of Could Be You. I could do that too. So maybe I'll do both of those in one episode. That'd be kind of fun. Got to do some research. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about Jack Taylor. When I heard about his death over the weekend, I was very saddened because I grew up watching with him. And so did everyone else in Chicago. He was a classic and a true gentleman. And, you know, he was just a part of our lives like that. I'm still sad about that. So I'll talk about my memories of him, and I will talk about his biography. I'll do the best I can. I will not leave out Nightbeat because that's important. So let's see. So here we go. Let's see. And... So So he spent, Jack Taylor spent about almost 70 years on TV and radio. Okay, so, and this is based on his obituary that was printed yesterday. And he was born not in Chicago, in South Dakota. It was a town called Redfield on a small farm. Yeah. On December 7, 1928. And, you know, that was during, and then the Depression came. Well, that was tough. And so he wanted to, he wanted to escape from that, and he wanted to join the military. And he did that. And he got an assignment, and he worked, and he was, he enlisted in the Army at Fort Knox, Kentucky. And then a lot of people noticed his voice. He had a good speaking voice. And then he got worked at the Armed Forces Radio. And I think at the first radio station he worked was at WNOXAM, of course. It was the Armed Forces Radio, Fort Knox, Kentucky. We keep all the gold and all the nice stuff. And he became the staff announcer, and he loved his music of jazz. He loved then. Then he continued in Kentucky. He worked at a radio station, WINNAM. That's two N's, in Louisville. And that's where he met his wife, Virginia. And then as time went on, he auditioned for a job at WCFL in Chicago, Super CFL. Remember that? And he was 20 years old, and he got it. I guess he passed the audition with flying colors. And then... So I don't know when he exactly when he got the job, probably 59 or 60 or something like that. And then well, I could be wrong. No, like about very early in the 50s. I don't know when WCFL started exactly. Forgive me. Then he moved to WBBM AM, probably 780. Yes, and on Chicago, of course. And then he moved to WGN TV. He was on the radio for a long, long, long time. And he was a news anchor. He was a host of a show. He was an announcer. He probably did commercial spots. I imagine he did. And then he moved over to television in the 60s. And let's see, he hosted a show around 1964 called Real Life Stories. And it aired on 11:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday on Channel 9, 11:30, right after Girl Talk with Virginia Graham. And I don't remember he did that, no. And as for the news, he didn't do the news every day. I think he did on the weekends. I believe he did. And also he had a radio show of his own. He hosted with a woman named Virginia Gale. They were there for quite a while. And let's see. So, and then he became the anchor man of on WGN newscasts, I think at 5 o'clock and at 10 o'clock. And he was there for almost 10 years. Yeah. And the lineup consisted of Harry Volkman doing the weather, Jack Brickhouse doing the sports. Also, there was Wendell Smith, if that name rings a bell. There was, I forgot who the other guy is. I'll get to him in a minute. There was Wendell Smith, and there was Floyd Brown, who just passed away recently. Oh yeah, that was bad, you know. So he lived a long life too, he really did. And let's see. So and also, who was on the show on the news program was Len O'Connor. Oh, that man was something else. either you liked him or you didn't like them. My mother made fun of him all the time because she didn't understand a word he said because he mumbled. I understood him when he was on TV, but she didn't. And at the end of his comment, he did the commentaries on the news all the time, you know, and I am Len O'Connor. That was great. Yeah. I can't think of the other guy. I'll think of some. I'll think of it in a moment. Anyway, so he was very popular. That is, Jack Taylor was very popular with viewers and like me. And I look forward to watching him. You know, he was a great voice. You know, he felt you felt comfortable watching him as well. And after 1979, John Drury joined WGN. And then Jack Taylor went to Nightbeat. Now, Nightbeat, I don't know when exactly that started. I think Carl Grayson, if you remember him, he was the original voice of Creature Features, and then it was Marty McNeely after that. But a lot of people remember Nightbeat from the late 70s and during the 80s. And the ones that did the news were Marty McNeely, Jack Taylor, also Floyd Brown did that. Okay, and I forgot one more person that Jack Taylor co-anchored with was Larry Broderick. As far as I know, he's still alive, but last I heard, he moved to Colorado, retired there. I think he's still alive. I'll double check. So Nightbeat was mostly where I watched Jack Taylor the most time, because when he started, I was in high school. Then I went to college, Daly College, for a couple of years. Then I went to DeVry Institute of Technology, where I stayed up late most of the time and watched Nightbeat. When I was studying for my exams or doing my homework, you know, cramming all that stuff. Oh, that was rough. You know, I watched either Johnny Carson or David Letterman. Actually, I watched David Letterman. And then... because he was on 11:30, and then about 12:30 it ended. Usually Nightbeat aired. It started air maybe about after midnight or 12:30 or 1 o'clock, either of those times, whenever the 10:30 movie was on. Yeah, like that. So right now I'm going to play a portion of Nightbeat, courtesy of, let's see, yeah, I'm going to do that. Of the Museum of Classic Chicago Television, FuzzyMemories.tv by Rick Klein again. So this is just the introduction. So you would hear the familiar theme song of Nightbeat. Someone posted, they want to know, what was that theme song? What was the name of that? And they did find the name, but if you have to go on YouTube and search it, because I don't know what it was. Okay, so right now I'm going to play the introduction of, this is the opening minutes of Nightbeat, and this is from August 1st, 1980. This lasts about a minute and a half with Jack Taylor. So sit back and enjoy, everyone. Thank you.
WGN Television, Chicago. Tanker truck carrying highly volatile liquid propane gas overturned on the Tri-State Expressway near East Hazelcrest Thursday night. The tanker sprung a leak in the accident and resulted in the evacuation of nearly 600 area residents and the closing of the expressway until further notice.
Firemen are keeping constant streams of cold water spraying on the tanker to reduce the temperature of the propane and to lessen the chances of an explosion. Liquid propane turns into gas as soon as it hits the air, thus negating the effectiveness of washing down the area. Empty tanker trucks are on their way from Michigan to assist in the pumping of the chemical from the overturned truck. State police say the Tri-State Expressway will be closed for at least several hours until the propane has been cleared from the area.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the opening minutes of Nightbeat with Jack Taylor. I found out who was the person that was he was on the tip of my tongue and I couldn't think of his name. It was Rick Talley. He did the sports on WGN TV Channel 9. Also, there was a weatherman named Jerry Peterson. He sounds familiar. I don't know. I think Rick Talley passed away. I don't know about Jerry Peterson. I haven't done a research about him. After I'm done with the program, I'll do an online search on him as well. So Nightbeat, I don't know when exactly it ended. Probably about mid-80s, late-80s. I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly. I was going to do a podcast episode about that show, you know, Nightbeat itself, you know, get some research on that and talk about my memories. But now I just did with Jack Taylor. Okay. And let's see what else. Also, Jack Taylor was best known as a financial news anchor and interviewer for many years from that show, The Stock Market Observer. If you remember, it was WCIU-TV Channel 26. They showed this in the morning. And I remember all the numbers and the letters on the bottom of the screen, you know, that like that. What was it? And he hosted that for many years, many, many, many years. So he was well known for that. He was still on WGN Radio, and then something happened, then he quit. And then after, when they got rid of the Stock Market Observer, he moved over to WFN-TV, and it was a 24-hour financial news network. I don't know much about that information. I don't know if that was Channel 26 or it was another... No, not Channel 26. I meant 66 or Channel 60. I got to look into that. And then he returned to radio, but not at FM 100. You know, WLOO. I can't say that. WLOO-FM. You know, with the beautiful music. I remember those commercials. So, and he had his radio show there as well. So he was there for quite a while. But most of his time that he spent was on the radio. And he had his own show. It was called Jack Taylor Show. And this was on WKRS 1220 in Waukegan. He did that. I think his wife was on the show as well. They co-hosted together. And then he was on WDCB. 90.9, and he was at that Midwest Ballroom, and he did a two-minute commentary on that, and that ended, it was on the air for a long time, and then it ended, I think, like last year, or year before, around there. So that was, that's a shame. So I guess he just worked up almost at the end. He really did. So that's great, like that. And he had hobbies. He did like because he lived on a farm, so he had horses and he had the antique cars. So he lived in Wheaton, Illinois, for a while. And because back then, when Wheaton wasn't built up, that was like in the 50s and 60s. That was like open air, open land, nobody, nothing around. That must have been beautiful, like that. He enjoyed that. So. Yeah, like I said, he passed away over the weekend at the age of 94. So that was sad. It really was. And we'll all miss him. We really will. Because he was part of Chicago history. And then as for me, he was. So I'm sure people will have tributes. I saw, on Facebook and Twitter, some people commented on the post that I was going to do a podcast episode, and they remember watching him, and they loved watching him. He was like a nice guy. Very, you're so comfortable to watch, especially on Facebook like that. So yeah, I found a photo that was autographed, and it was Jack Taylor. He looked very handsome, and that was nice. It really was like that. Okay, so that'll be all for today. On today's episode, I discussed my tribute to WGN-TV Channel 9 and anchorman Jack Taylor. Also, I talk about the 1 minute instructional short snippets. So it was probably a long program, not very long, about 35 minutes. So that's okay. Next podcast episode probably coming up this weekend. I don't know what I'll talk about. We shall see. It's very, you know, maybe I'm running out of subjects, but I don't think so. Something will come up then. You know, if you have any suggestions, please email me or make comments on my Facebook page on, you know, Vanish Chicagoland on Facebook. Also, on my blog, vanishchicagoland.blog, you could do that. Or on Twitter. I have a lot of Twitter followers. My followers are growing. All of a sudden, it's like, ooh, they're blooming like that. And if you want to tweet something, you know, and make a suggestion, you know, I'll look into it. I will do that. Once this podcast is published, it'll be available where podcasts are. Like, for example, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker, Overcast. It'll also be on my YouTube channel, vanishchicagoland.blog. Please subscribe. And you can also subscribe on my apps as well. Also be posted on social media, Facebook and Twitter. And just listen if you have the time. You can listen to, you can use your desktop, your, like my new one, like my, I have my new iMac. Also your Android phone, your iPhone, your tablet. What else? Anywhere, wherever podcasts are available. Okay, so this is Pete Costanis, your host of Vanishing Chicagoland Stories. Thank you for joining me. So it's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.